This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
It's been a little more than a month since Moore, Oklahoma was hit by that enormous tornado. 23 people were killed, many more injured, and homes and businesses destroyed by the dozens. Among them, a company called Ideal Hearing Solutions, Ms. Gay Dawn McGee, proprietor. We talked to her a couple of days after that tornado, and we've gotten her back on the line to see how she and her business are doing. Ms. McGee, it's good to have you back with us.
Hi, good to be here.
How goes it?
It's going.
Okay, is it going well or not so well?
Maybe not so well.
Last time we spoke to you, it was maybe 3-4 days after the tornado. You had been heading out of town. You got back in and you dug into work. How goes that process for you of rebuilding your business that you promised to do?
Well, I applied for a small business disaster loan, but mm-hmm. It looks like that is only to like pick up the difference between what the insurance would pay and, you know, what the physical damage was.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, my business is so new, it really is still on working capital. So basically, I don't qualify. And then the regular SBA loan, they called me back yesterday saying, well, unless you have money to put down to go with the SBA loan, you're probably not going to qualify under us either. So, I'm kind of in between.
What are you going to do? Because this sounds, it sounds like you're not any better off now than you were 3 days after the tornado hit.
Work-wise, you know, I may be completely out of luck in being able to reopen my office. Without the funding, like I said, I put everything I had into it, and I'm putting my house up for sale next week because, obviously,
to put into the business or to.
I just live way within my means. I don't have credit cards. I don't do anything. So when I made really good money, I had a big house and uh-huh. You know, all the stuff that goes with that. And when I don't make really good money, all that stuff has to go away.
What happens, Ms. McGee, to your business if you don't get a loan, if the SBA doesn't come through, if you can't get the money?
Then it's gone. I have to just go get a job. So,
what are the job prospects, though, for a down-on-your-luck hearing aid specialist?
You know, I don't know, but you know, I can do a lot of things. I actually am a pilot. I used to be an instructor pilot. I used to be a real estate broker. I've done a lot of things in my life. I'm fairly intelligent. And, at one point, not too long ago, I had a conversation with my mom that if I lost everything and my kids were okay, then that would be fine with me.
Yep.
And every now and then, I think you have to put your money where your mouth is.
Fair enough. Gay Dawn McGee runs, or used to run, I guess, Ideal Hearing Solutions in Moore, Oklahoma. Her business was destroyed in that tornado about a month ago. Ms. McGee, thanks very much for your time, man.
All righty. You're welcome.
We've been following a couple of people from Moore, how they're getting by since that tornado hit, before and after pictures and the audio as well at marketplace.org.